Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Good afternoon. Today is May the 4th, and we're here with another Words of Grace podcast virtually with Scott Petty. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Justin. How are you?
I'm good. It's May the 4th, and I know I've already mentioned this, and you didn't know, but like May the 4th is like for all the Star Wars fans in the world out there, it's May the 4th, like May the Force be with you. So, do you have any like fun Star Wars quotes?
I do not. I have nothing for you on that.
Yeah. Well, we'll let others, you know, send us emails about their favorite Star Wars thing.
And okay. Like, well, I am. I don't know about that, but I do know that I'm looking out my window as we do this from my home, and there are tree limbs and even a huge tree split because there was a major storm that blew through Nashville last night. And I've talked to several of our people today who have been without power all day. Our power came back on at 4 a.m. So from 4 or 5 yesterday afternoon until 4 o'clock this morning, we didn't have power. But others have gone the rest of the day. So it's been a tough night for a lot of folks here in Nashville.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think, Scott, that we, you know, not too long ago had a tornado come through Nashville, and then now we're dealing with the COVID-19. And last night felt like, oh, here we go again. And so hunkering down and trying to stay safe. But hopefully people will get their power back on, and some of the damage will be cleared up soon. So
I hope everybody's okay and safe.
Well, Scott, today we're going to do a little different podcast. You're going to ask some questions. I'm going to ask some questions. So let's get started. One quick thing is, I know that on Sunday you talked from Habakkuk chapter 2, 1 through 4, but really the whole book you were kind of summarizing. So it would encourage people that maybe weren't able to listen to that, go back and listen to it. You can go to our Vimeo site and check that video. It's a great encouragement. I thought it was so encouraging. Just some of the things that Habakkuk was dealing with are similar feelings that maybe we're going through now of uncertainty. What are you doing? I don't understand this. And so encourage people to go and listen to that. But we're going to actually talk about something different today. So I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, and I'm going to start with you. I'd love for you to share with us, Justin, what you're hearing, first of all, from our global partners. So everyone knows at Grace we have several partners around the world, really all over the world, and we support them and we pray for them and encourage them, and they are very much a part of our congregation because they were sent out from our church and are still somehow connected, even if they were sent from us, but are connected to our congregation. So I know you've been in touch with them. What are you hearing from around the world from Grace Community Church people?
Yeah, and I would say from, you know, our members, I've probably, Scott, have been able to almost talk with everyone via video, not through text and other means. And it's been the first thing I would say, and it's not to make light of tragedy in what we're going through, but I think it's a very unique crisis that we are in because it's very global. And so that means that every global worker is feeling what we are feeling. And you may think, well, that's not a big deal. But for them, it's like, wow, because we all kind of know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We're going through similar situations, whether it be lockdown, they're doing churches virtually, even across the world. And so it's just, I think for that alone, I think I'm hearing from the workers, they feel connected to us because they know that we're all going through similar struggles. And so it was, and then there's some humor in it too, Scott. I was talking to one last week, and they said, yeah, my parents asked me if I wanted to come to the U.S. back during this whole thing. And this person's living in Africa somewhere. And they said, no, why would I go? Y'all have way more cases than we do. I'm going to stay put. And so, but I think connected. And with that, I think, Scott, with the videos that we're sending out, people are reaching out to them, maybe even more than they used to. I think they feel very connected to Grace and feel like that people are reaching out, talking to them, asking them how they're doing. And so dealing with similar situations that we are, you know, how do we reopen our country? How do we get back? How's our economy recover? Similar questions that we're asking. And Different challenges, for sure. I think one of the things that has been maybe a constant thought or prayer for me is that, our country, we are able to offer resources through our government. I'm thinking like small businesses and other businesses that need that extra push during this time. Other countries don't have that. And so, I read one article that was really sad about a country that said, basically they're going to have to pick between what's worse, dying from starvation or dying from COVID potentially, mm-hmm. because they're not working. So people are losing their jobs and they're not able to get food, and there's food shortages across this country. And so it's a real problem. Poverty is made, and which would be encouraging for our people at Grace to know that we were able to send to one of our workers some resources, financial resources, to help them with some of these believers who are working in small business that are discipling people, sharing the gospel. We were able to take a lump sum of money to them through our missions budget so that they can continue that work they're doing in their businesses, not shut their doors, which, again, it's really neat. Most people at Grace don't know those things are happening behind the scenes, but they are. And it's a great gift and encouragement to them. So I think connected, they're feeling encouraged. And just, I think for me, Scott, and just kind of encouraging us as a congregation, remember to pray. Yeah. Pray not only for our workers, but pray for these countries that have extreme poverty, and just the challenges they're facing are a little different than ours. And we have challenges for sure, but they definitely have some unique challenges that they're facing.
Yeah. Well, and the gospel work goes on, sharing of the gospel, evangelism, church planting, encouraging our partners who are on the front lines of discipleship with some believers in these countries around the world. It goes on. Yes, in a different context, meaning a context of a global pandemic, but it goes on.
Yeah.
And to keep doing is the church. You mentioned something too that about how some of our global friends and partners are feeling more connected to Grace now because there's more outreach because of this situation we're in, this season we're in. And it reminded me that when we started this about 9 weeks ago, 8 or 9 weeks ago, I remember one of the things we said is that as we go through this, we will find things that we're doing that we don't need to do anymore, and we'll find things that we need to start doing more of.
Yeah.
And this would be one of them.
Absolutely.
When life gets back to some more sense of normalcy, we'll need to remember to stay in touch, to keep reaching out, because it means so much to our global partners.
Yeah, one other story that was encouraging. It's not a member, but this guy's a pastor in another country who we've been connected to, and he was just mentioning that there was a guy for 16 years, Scott, 16 years he's been sharing the gospel with, and has known him, and finally this guy just gave his life to the Lord, just completely committed his life to Christ, and just a great story. So again, like your reminder of the gospel is still going forward in the midst of hardship, and I'm hearing it. From different people around the world that, people are being served, whether it's through food distribution, but which comes with the gospel because they're Christians, right? And so it's just a really neat thing to hear that some of our workers are still, even though they're maybe locked down. I heard one guy, he's in another country, and the group of people he's working with are highly persecuted, and he's been able to do basically small group discipleship through Zoom in his country because they can't meet together, but still discipling men, and it's just an encouragement to hear that ministry goes on.
Yeah, well, good. And Justin, we appreciate all you do to keep the world vision so that we can be world Christians for in the forefront of our mind. And we'll pray for you and ask you to keep doing that.
Yeah.
And then another question I want to put before you that's related, but just the geography is different. What are you hearing about right here in Nashville? Maybe particularly related to international community and how this season is affecting that community.
Yeah. Again, Scott, similar to us, it's no different in some ways, it's no different because they're experiencing job loss or loss of income because of this going on. They're having a lockdown, but there's another additional probably pressure for many of our internet. It depends on, where they're at. I've got international neighbors, but they know where to go if they need help, and they've been here a little longer. But those that are maybe haven't been here as long, They are in a different place. And so they are just unfamiliar with what to do. You know, where do I go for this? And where do I go for that? And, you know, how do I get the healthcare that I need? Or where do I go get a test if I need it? I mean, they're very unsettled. And then because of job loss for a lot of the community that we're talking about, they are just, you know, where do we get food? How do we get food? I've been encouraged to hear, you know, that there are some international churches that are collaborating together to serve their people, gathering funds and distributing food. And I know that by me saying this, I could be hearing people say, well, Justin, how can we serve? And I'm trying to find ways that we can do that as a church and think through that. There's a gentleman that we're kind of in a pastor relationship with, I'm going to be meeting with in the next week or so, who's Congolese, just hearing from him about, you know, what does his congregation need? What are some things that are practical? And so hopefully, you know, as the days or weeks come up, you know, we'll have some ways to get plugged in. But, you know, just challenges of finding food and finding work is very similar. But there, some of these international communities in our city are in poverty. And so that creates another level of hardship for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, staying outward focused is always a good thing as a believer in Christ. And it has the added benefit of actually helping us when we're in a season where we're more tempted to turn inward. So good. Thanks for leading us there.
Yeah. Well, now I want to turn to you, Scott, and I want to ask one question in particular. And it's something I've been feeling in my own heart, but maybe as I've talked to some people at Grace or even outside of Grace, what I'm hearing. And, you know, like you said, we've been in this 9 weeks when we first started. We're hearing from you and even others, you know, hey, remember to reach out. Here are some videos to watch. You know, we still have Zoom. And I get the feeling that I'm hearing or sensing, maybe it's in my own heart, and I need to deal with my own heart. But I'm sensing, I don't want to watch another video. I'm tired of watching it. I'm tired of another Zoom call. I don't want to do a Zoom call. And I'm reaching out. I'm tired of reaching out, which sounds bad. But I think there may be, you know, some of that going on. And so how would you encourage people to not lose heart, to persevere during these times?
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, just remember what you just said. I mean, we have to persevere. Yeah. You know, we have to continue on. Listen, the work of sanctification, the work of God and the Spirit in our lives as Christians, is not a scheduled work. It's not an overnight work. It's not quick, and you can't schedule it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't say, okay, enough, Lord, enough. You know, we've had 9 weeks of you know, lockdown or whatever you want to call it, stay at home orders, and we're tired now. You know, you know, your time is up. It doesn't work that way. We don't get to you know, we don't get to call that. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying. I don't mean that in a harsh way. I just mean remember it. Just remember it. You know, that the work of God in our lives is on His timing. And there are some things that are out of our control, and you know, we have a choice in that, and that is, will we be in it for the glory of God, or will we just kick against it? So I would say, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to do, in because I wanted to kick against. I mean, that, you know, I think I mentioned last week in the podcast or whatever, but I've mentioned it several times that I've hit my own wall. Especially about a week ago, and just wanted to say, you know, enough. It's time. And then I quickly realized, although my emotions didn't catch up, but at least mentally I was realizing, you know, I don't get to make that call as an individual. There are certain things in life that come upon us that we don't get to just say enough. And we live in them, and we let God do His sanctifying work. So that's the first thing I would say, just put it in the context of God's sanctifying work in our lives. You know, don't rush it, be in it and let God work. I think couple of the things, one, I would just say that we really need to talk to ourselves. You know, loss of endurance, you know, the fatigue of reaching out. I get it. When I say every Sunday in the video, make sure you keep reaching out to people, I can almost see the eyes rolling on the other end of the camera. Because it's like, I've reached out. Okay. Check. It's like, no, that's not the way it works. You don't check the box of reaching out. It is a part of who we are. We love each other. So, you know, talk to yourself truthfully and say things like, you know, what is most important? How do I give myself to what is most important? And people are important. Mm-hmm. You know, talk to ourselves about where this is. We need to say truthfully, we know that God is in control. We know that that's on the big level. We know that we are God's children. He's sanctifying us. That's on the big level. But we also know that we will get back to a normal life at some point. I know there are people out there that'll say life will never be the same. I would say that true in some small way. I don't want to be Mr. You know, I don't want to try to be a prophet here and make predictions, but we have to live and we will. Mm-hmm. We will. So we need to talk to ourselves truthfully that, you know, we will move forward in this. But most of all, we need to talk to ourselves about what's important and remind ourselves that giving ourselves important things that Christ has called us to is what we need to do. Yeah. I think the final thing I would say is engage in things that are productive. I have found that I can spend a lot of time thinking about things really productive. They're not helpful. I can't do anything about them. Mm-hmm. They're not going to produce any positive action. And I need to learn to discipline my mind to think about productive, helpful things. Engage in productive, helpful conversation. Yeah. I mean, this happens more often than I would like to, than I would like for it to. When I'm talking to my wife about something and then I hear what I'm saying. And I think to myself, this conversation is not producing anything good.
Yeah.
It's not leading anywhere good. It's not helpful. It's not going to even help me feel better.
Yeah.
So I'm just learning how to say that. Just stop, Scott, stop talking about this.
Yeah.
You know? And so engage in thoughtful or productive thinking, engage in productive conversation, and engage in productive act. You know, Scott, this is not going to be helpful to you.
Yeah.
So those would be some quick things. I'll recap. Put it in the context of God's work, you know, sanctification. Talk in a truthful way. Tell the truth to yourself. And then third, engage in things that are actually productive.
Yeah.
That might help us keep enduring and pressing on, which is exactly to bring this full circle. It's exactly what our brothers and sisters working in other places around in very tough places, challenging places, have to do every single day.
Yeah. And I, you know, going back to something you said when I was talking, you said, thanks, getting the focus off of ourselves and onto serving. And maybe that's almost kind of where it goes back to enduring. And I'm not saying that if you're having a hard time persevering, you're being really selfish right now. I'm not saying that. It's just the normal we're living in. But it does help just to remind yourself, hey, can I get the focus off of myself for a moment? And that could help us persevere in a way. So I think that could be very helpful. Well, Scott, thanks again. That's very helpful. But real quick before we end, what's coming? So help us. So what's coming down the way for us in the next few days? Maybe week.
Yeah. So I think you're referring to the Sunday night singing that we are going to do.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
All right. Well, before we get there, yes, we're going to do the prayer meeting on Thursday. Uh-huh. We will be sending out another pre-recorded video for Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. But then next Sunday night, we've decided to get together for another one of our Sunday night singings and just have a live stream singing time. So that's going to be at 6 p.m., I think. I better double check that to make sure. Yes, it's going to be at 6 p.m. next Sunday evening, live stream from the Grace Chapel, Grace Community Church Chapel, and we're just going to sing. We're going to have a team up there to lead us in some songs, and everybody can log in and join us and have a great time. And it won't be the Sunday morning recording that we do. This is going to be live, and it's going to be lively. So join us.
Okay, look forward to it. Thanks again, Scott, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Okay.